And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. It's another edition of Tell Al Tuesday. I've asked Adam and Amy to join me. Now, you've not heard their voices on this radio show before, but let me shock you. When you hear their voices, it's not their voices I want you to hone in on. It's their story. They've got a Lifestyles Unlimited story. What's that? A Lifestyles Unlimited story. Well, that's a story that everybody who becomes a member of Lifestyles Unlimited has. It's a story about their journey, about what they were doing for retirement before becoming members of Lifestyles Unlimited, and then what they're doing for retirement as members of Lifestyles Unlimited until they get to that beautiful place that we're all trying to get to or have already arrived at, that place of retirement. Now, my guest today, they're still working. They're still working for another organization that kind of drives their timeline. It keeps them busy with meetings and scheduled events and stuff that the organization wants them to do as opposed to what they want to do themselves. Now, a little more background on them. He is an engineer. She is into finance and accounting. Both of them have baccalaureate degrees. Both of them have advanced degrees. And both of them got to a point in their life where they realized, you know, honey, I don't think this retirement thing that we're doing, I don't think it's working. And then they look deep into each other's eyes and they go, well, you're right. You're absolutely right. What should we do about it? And then they join Lifestyles Unlimited. So let's bring them on the show. Let's see if the fairy tale that I told is even close to accurate. Adam, Amy, welcome to the show. How are you guys doing today?
Thanks, Al.
Hi.
So how was the fairy tale? Was it even close or I'm like way off?
No, you're close. I think it's a good story to tell if you'd like me to start off.
Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
Well, I mean, this goes back to when Amy and I first met each other in college and we decided we wanted to move into the automotive industry outside of college, got jobs in the Metro Detroit area. And fast forward, we've been working in the industry. We both had done well in our careers and, you know, getting promotions and making more money, but also sacrificing more time. And things just kept getting more stressful. And even though we made more money, we were always just trading that for more time. And so there came a time, and this goes back about 3.5 years ago, where we were in the city of Chicago. We were having a great time at a friend's wedding. It was a Saturday night. You know, you can imagine just having a great time. And my phone will not stop ringing. It just will not stop. And I happen to be involved in a disruption in the industry. And when you disrupt an assembly plant, that's a big deal. You can imagine we make a vehicle in an assembly plant every minute. So if you disrupt that, you know, you've got a lot of people on top of you. And so while I was trying to have a good time, even at that point, I was still being drawn back in and my time was being taken. And at that time is when I turned to Amy and I said, Amy, we've got to find a better way. There has to be another way we can accelerate our ability to walk away from our jobs and retire and live the lifestyle we want.
So, Amy, was that music to your ears or did you think that Adam had lost his mind?
No, I said, finally. you know, we had been, you know, starting to feel that way for a little bit of just how do we accelerate our path? How do we kind of protect that cushion of, you know, being able to retire and bridge the gap to when we can access our retirement funds? And we had started that discussion and is that real estate or not? And, you know, you kind of need that moment to just kick you, you know, into gear. And what Adam described was that moment. So, you know, the very next day we called up some friends who have been in this space in real estate they've been in it for about 10 years, doing the investing that we learn in Lifestyles. And we kicked off a serious conversation with them of how do we get the education? How do we learn and get on this path?
Yeah, because you know them. Well, let's just disclose who they are. It's Greg and Nicole, right? I mean, you're good friends with Greg and Nicole Scott. They're members of Lifestyles Unlimited. They've done some amazing things as members. Greg even instructs the Financial Freedom course for us midweek, and he does an excellent job of that. But more importantly, you had somebody that you had the opportunity to watch in action so that if they stumbled, you could notice that and you could be guarded and protect yourself. But you didn't see Greg and Nicole stumble, did you?
No, we didn't. And what's really great is we've known them for a very long time. And so having that to be able to see the path that they've walked and the support that they've had was really encouraging, along with their backgrounds are very similar to Adam and I's. So that connection of the support system, the success that they were having with similar backgrounds kind of gave us the confidence to say, we can do this too.
I'm looking at your bio and I'm noticing you're very well educated. I mean, Adam, you've got a couple of engineering degrees up to the master's level. Amy, you've got a couple of business degrees up to the MBA level. Why did you guys get those degrees? What was the purpose for having all those degrees?
Well, for me, it was really a question of I was always a mechanical type of person. I loved cars as well. So for me, I was the kid that was taking apart things and somewhat putting them back together. And my parents hated me for that. But, you know, it was just my mentality. It's what I love to do. And so when it came to what was going to be the next step for me, would I go and be a mechanic? Well, I could do that. That's a bit of a harder life. But if I had the opportunity to get education, would I want to be an engineer? And so it fit for me, right? What I like to do, what my mentality is, being an engineer was just a natural fit.
Yeah, you know, similar as far as just kind of that drive to always continuously improve upon yourself and grow. And so, you know, you kind of go through the natural path of, you know, you graduate high school, what's the next step? Go to college. You know, keep learning. What's the next step? Well, let's go get a master's. But I'm going to stop there. I don't feel like I need a PhD anymore.
Okay. But both of you attended the Financial Freedom Seminar that Lifestyles Unlimited provides. Is that a true statement?
Correct.
Yep.
And that thing is well, effectively, it's 2 days long. It's not, you know, 12 years like going to school K through 12. It's not 4 years or 5 years like getting your baccalaureate. It's not 1 or 2 years mm-hmm. like getting your master's. It's not 1 to 3 years like getting your PhD. It's just mm-hmm. a Saturday and Sunday. What could you possibly learn in a Saturday and a Sunday that those great educational institutions didn't already teach you?
It's the aha moment. I think that comes out of those that session is the connecting of the dots, right? Like things that for us, we maybe learned individually, but just didn't apply, you know, to this industry or path. And, you know, somebody sometimes, doesn't matter how much education you have, you still sometimes need somebody to point something out to you. And that was really kind of what we got, you know, from the 2 day and saying, all right, this is something we think we can figure out. There's opportunity here. And we're kind of the mentality, work smarter, not harder. You can take that in a couple different ways, but one way to apply that is we like to get educated and learn what we're doing. So when we actually go to do the doing, we can move faster because we've got the tools that we need in our belt. And that's what we've gotten from LU.
So what exactly was the aha moment that blew you away? Do you recall?
I think it was just seeing some examples. You know, we did get to take the first course with Greg Scott, who kind of was a friend of ours, but we had never really talked to him in depth about many of the things he had done in real estate, how he had started back in multifamily investing and how they grew that business from really single family to begin with. And so he was able to show some examples, and those always helped me, certainly, right? I always want to see the hard facts, the data behind what did you do, how did you do it, and what was the result, right? And part of that 2 day training is here's some examples, right? Here's what can happen in single family investing. Here's what you can do in multifamily investing. And they're real examples, right? Tangible things that you can actually look at, analyze, and just build that confidence that number one, it is a viable way to make passive income. And number two, we possess the skill set to do what these guys are doing on the stage. So I think it's a combination of those two. But again, to me, it was definitely that sort of hard data, the facts behind the way to invest in real estate.
Yeah, for me, and I think you guys both touched on it, but for me, it was that whole realization that passive income is the way to go. You know, for me, I had been trading time for money, kind of like you guys are doing right now, and it wore on me. It really wore on me. I didn't like being not in control of my own time. I was always at the beck and call of somebody else, kind of like you guys at that wedding. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think it's pretty cool. Now, this is just me thinking outside of the box here, but I think it's pretty cool that you had an opportunity to take the Financial Freedom Seminar from somebody that you already knew. And I can just imagine the your mind blowing up and with all the realizations of Greg just laying down the hard truths that he lays down as part of that education, the good, the bad, the ugly, the what worked, the what didn't work. And he's outlining for you the realities of being a real estate investor and more importantly, the realities for missing certain steps. I mean, were you guys blown away when you heard him speaking?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it, you know, when you're friends with somebody, you don't always get into those conversations per se either, right? So it was really a unique experience to kind of have that and also have that trust in what was being, you know, presented to us. But, you know, for, you know, the way the classes are structured, the first day is really focused on single family. Then we get into multifamily on the second day. And I would say like that was the bigger aha too, because you learn like the velocity that multifamily can give you. And just the power of compounding in those numbers was the bigger thing that was jumping out on the page to us.
So once you completed the education, what modality did you choose? Did you decide to go the single family track? Did you decide to go the multifamily track? Which one made the most sense for what you were trying to accomplish?
Yeah, and herein comes the value of the mentors within the LU community. We originally thought we would start by buying a couple of single family houses. We would learn that business, learn that trade. But our ultimate goal was to get to multifamily because we understood the scale and what that meant to be in multifamily. After meeting with a couple of the mentors about our plan, they gave us a different idea. They said, look, Adam, Amy, you guys have the capital today. You've got the ability. Go to multifamily now. Don't start in single family. Go right there. Utilize the scale and get moving and start at least passive investing and see how that goes. And that's exactly what we did. We went from challenge to a preferred member to go be invest in multifamily properties within, I believe, a month of joining as a challenge member. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty aggressive. I mean, did you feel comfortable going at that pace?
We did. I do think that, you know, one sort of, I'll say, hurdle we put in front of ourselves was the first expo that we were going to go to was coming up, right? It was a month or so out. And we said, you know what? We're not going to invest in multifamily yet until we go to that expo. Why? Because both Amy and I really want to learn the business, but not only that, but learn the people, get to know the people. And in a two-day class, you certainly know and get to understand a group of people, but it's a very different philosophy and a different experience when you go and meet or see thousands of people at an expo that have done this and are on a path just like you. So once we got to that expo, we went to the first one, I believe that was back in 2021. We then decided that that was the time that we were going to go and take the leap into investing.
Do you regret anything?
I regret not doing it sooner.
You know, that's the answer I get from everybody. And that's actually my answer, too. Hey, when we come back from the break, we're going to get into the investing. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon. I'm joined by Adam and Amy, and together we're working on your financial freedom. And up to this point, they've given you some background on how they got started with Lifestyles Unlimited and why they're doing what they're doing. But what we haven't covered yet is the actual investing. So you guys, you decided that multifamily was the way to go. You initially thought single family might be the way, but you had a change of heart and you decided to go strictly for the multifamily track. Which part of the multifamily track did you guys pursue first? Did you become independent rental operators? Did you become lead investors? Did you become passive investors? Did you become couch potatoes? Which did you become?
We dove into passive investing first. And it was a really good way for us to network and meet people, learn more about the multifamily space, and do underwriting on each of the deals that we invested in. But that's where we wanted to start, was be passive, be on the sidelines and learning.
So how was that experience? I mean, did you get what you were looking for by investing passively?
We did. We definitely did. We dove in, like Adam said, right after Expo, after meeting people. That was really important for us to connect with people. But about 2 months after that experience and making those connections, we got into our first passive deal. And within those first, like that year, 8 months time frame, we got into 12 different passive deals. And we have about 19 today that we're involved in.
Yeah, I was doing the math during the commercial break, and my math says you own, as partners, 2,120 units passively across 19 mm-hmm. deals. Does that match up with your numbers? Is that what you're tracking?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And how much work is it to go and visit all of these properties, collect all the rents, do all the maintenance? I mean, this has got to be like killing you time-wise.
You know, it's really hard. Yeah. We've never stepped on a single one of those properties.
What?
We don't have to do any of that.
What? Wait a minute. I've heard that real estate is time intensive. It's money intensive. It's extremely risky. Would you guys argue any of those points?
As a passive investor, you are providing funds to an owner operator to run that property and then deliver you a return. So that philosophy is exactly what allowed us to get in first and learn the business from the outside in. We are not running these properties. We are providing the funds and we are shareholders within the LLCs that own the business, but we are doing none of the work, right? And so while that could be the end of our story, we could say that we just give our funds to someone else and let that return come in. Our opportunity was not only to do that, but to also learn the business, like I said, from the outside in, so we could see how the underwriting is done, how the business operates, what are the challenges, right? What is difficult? What has gone better than expected? And that gave us more confidence, and I'm sure we'll get to this, but to then go off and own and operate our own property and become the syndicator and bring in other passive investors with us.
And that's exactly what you guys wound up doing, right? You eventually became lead investors. You took the bull by the horn. You said, hey, I'm going to do all the work. I'm going to do all the heavy lifting on this property. And you brought some of your fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members along to enjoy the gains and the opportunities that you were putting together. Am I correct?
That's correct. Our philosophy was passive investing is a great vehicle for us to have another source of income. But we were on a trajectory. Our whole goal in this was to accelerate the ability to retire from our W-2 jobs and enjoy the lifestyle that we want, not necessarily the lifestyle that we have to have because we're working for our income. So when we looked at our total finances, we looked at where we wanted to be in 4 to 5 years from now. We knew that if we really wanted to replace our current W-2 income with passive income, we had to accelerate that trajectory. And so being a lead investor where you own and operate the property and have passive investors help you with the funds, it does kind of double that leverage you have. Not only are you a passive investor, but you're also taking an override for the fee structure to be able to run the property. And so all it really does for us is it just accelerates our trajectory to get to that end goal of replacing our W-2 income.
So how did that lead deal work out for you? And well, I guess the first question I really should ask you is, when did you buy that and how did it work out for you?
Yeah, go ahead, Amy. This is a good news story. You can tell it.
Yeah, so we trying to get my year straight. We closed on the property in November of 2023. So we found that we closed in November of 23, and our original projection was that we were going to do a 3 to 5 year hold. We had a business plan to, you know, turn the property around, improve, do a lot of CapEx on it, improve the exterior and the interior units. Fast forward to what actually happened to the plan. We got a fantastic offer 17 months after acquisition to sell the property. And we were really excited to do that ahead of schedule for our investors. We delivered the plan early and sold the property at a great return, getting everybody's money back plus, and so that they could get it redeployed in another venture.
That sounds like music to my ears. I mean, not only did you deliver what you said you were going to deliver, you delivered it before they expected the delivery to occur. I mean, that's kind of like Amazon on steroids. Do you guys work for Amazon by any chance? I'm just curious.
It was an exciting, it was really exciting to get to that point and deliver what we said we were. We were pretty excited and proud of that.
So you've got one under your belt as a lead investor. You've got 19 under your belt as passive investors. What's the next investment choice going to be? Are you going to be another lead operator, or are you going to go back into passive? Where are your heads at right now?
Yeah, we are looking actively now for our second property as a lead investor. Our plan is to scale up, so we're looking in the 100-unit range. Couple reasons for that. Number one, this first property for us, we were working very much in the business. I handled all of the maintenance and the CapEx projects. We did have someone help us with leasing, but in general, right, we were running that property. That was Amy and I's, another full-time job on top of a full-time job. This second property, we want to utilize scale to allow us to now have full-time staff on the property. So now we can transition from running a property on our own to managing a property manager or a leasing agent and a maintenance tech versus us doing all the work. So that's our goal, is to use that scale, get to a larger property, and then do it again, go for a third property. And you know, that's the way we accelerate our path to fully being passive income.
What markets are you guys looking in?
We are expanding our territory a bit. As you get larger in property size, the Southeast Michigan area typically doesn't have a lot of properties that come for sale. Our tax structure here is actually very beneficial for properties to be held for long periods of time. So we're expanding our market. We've actually already underwritten a couple properties in Ohio. I'm from Ohio originally, and so we've looked in the Columbus market, the Cincinnati market. We'll also be looking in the Indianapolis market. Again, our good friends Greg and Nicole have done very well there, so we'll also be leaning on their expertise. So we're going to look a little bit broader. We still want to be within a drive to be able to get there and manage the property. But at the same time, we know that finding the right deal will take a bit of effort and a lot of look beyond just our scope here. So we're looking to acquire that in the next few months.
So here's personal question number one. Are you guys ready for this one?
I'm ready.
Who's going to retire first?
Amy.
That was a good answer. That was a good answer, Adam.
I'll take it.
A little
I'll
slow.
Take it.
Oh, that was a dodge. I thought that was the answer.
That is the answer in my eyes, Al. I'll tell you.
Okay. Do you concur, Amy?
I accept.
You guys are full court press on this real estate thing. You're actively looking for your next asset because you know this next asset is going to create a massive change in your life, and you're ready for that change.
Absolutely.
How does that make you feel?
Good. We're in the driver's seat, and that's exciting.
Do you both have giant smiles on your face? Because I got a giant smile on my face thinking about your situation. I'm pretty happy for you guys. I really am.
You do, Alan. And, you know, it's every day, right, that we come to work and we do our jobs and we both believe we do them well. In the back of our minds, we also have a small little smile because we know there's something else going on. We have another path in the background that the here and now is not the end, right? And that's what actually gives us, I think, the day-to-day motivation.
Now, is there any concern of layoffs in the organization that you're working for?
No. Not at this, you know, not at this time. I mean, the auto industry that it's in has gone through that cyclicality, and different areas are touched it at different times, depending on the economy and where you're at. You know, but we've been really fortunate through that. We've been in it for 20 years and haven't had to, you know, experience it ourselves. We've been witness to it, but it's not something that is, you know, a concern of ours right now.
Yeah, I would say your driver's seat has just become even more reinforced, because if they're not looking to lay off anybody in the workforce, that gives you some security there. The ability for you to buy a property and then leave a job that you don't have any anchors to, that's really cool in itself. You know, there are people listening to you guys right now that think that we're making all this up. Are we? Are we making all this up just for the sake of doing radio?
I'm pretty sure I'm not a made-up person, Al, so I'm going to say no. It's all real. this is our life.
You're not Flat Stanley? Wait a minute. Hold on. I got the wrong bio here. So what would you say to people that are listening to you that maybe think that we're blowing smoke up their chimney? What would you say to somebody to help them understand that your journey is real and that the experiences you've experienced are valid, and your goals are not just some lofty goals, they're legitimate goals that you will likely obtain? What would you say to people that are kind of like, I don't know about this?
Yeah, I mean, we are real. They're goals that we can achieve. And the big thing is I would say if you do have that skepticism, is just connecting with people and on the one-on-one, listening to their stories, the things that they've gone through. LU and the community does a great job with the education and helping lay out the roadmap. And you just start doing it, right? One step at a time. Don't concentrate on step 100, you know, concentrate on the tour in front of you and just move forward every day.
What's the timeline to get both of you retired? Do you guys have an idea of what it's going to take, how many years it might take to get that done?
Yeah, our trajectory now is that we plan to both be retired in 4 years from now, with, of course, Amy going first, as we talked about before, and I would be going second. And that represents an acceleration of at least 10 years of our W-2 life that we're trying to just cut out of the mix, right? From where we would be if we hadn't gone down this path.
And how are you able to cut those years out? What is it you're doing that's creating that result?
Yeah, I mean, fundamentally, it's just that while we're right now trading our time for money, the money can come in without our time with this different vehicle. So we're able to trade our current W-2 income for passive income. And once we get to a level that we have enough of that coming in, we don't have to be working the normal W-2 job. We can concentrate on other things we want to do.
Where did the money come from to do all of this investing? I mean, you just have a big jar of gold buried in the backyard you dug up. Where did it come from?
Yeah, I mean, we're fortunate enough to be in a good industry, a high-tech industry. And so we've been able to save money outside of our W-2 to, at the time, originally, for a retirement from the W-2 at a much later time in life. But we had enough of that was liquid. We could start by both passive investing and then acquiring a multifamily property of our own. So it was really the W-2 that was the vehicle for us that got us to this stage. And that also will be the vehicle that gets us out of the W-2.
How has real estate investing absolutely just changed your life? I mean, what is it you can do now that you couldn't do before becoming real estate investors?
I think right now is, you know, it's that different lens that you have on your outlook. So we're still kind of, we're in the W-2 still, we're doing the real estate work. So it is work to do, but it's that different lens and that comfort level that it's given us, is that we know we've got the safety net, and we know that our other path, and we know that we're going to get to our end goal, you know, sooner. And outside of that, from a social aspect, because we've made a ton of new friends, and that's been a lot of fun too.
All right, I've got one last very intimately personal question to ask you guys. Who wants it? Who wants the question?
I'll take this one. Let's hear it.
Okay, Adam, who's the better pickleball player, you or Amy?
I'm just gonna say Amy.
Adam.
Oh. Well, you guys enjoy pickleball, right?
We do. Yeah, we're on the craze.
You're on the craze. Is that something you get to do because of real estate? I mean, are you worried about paying for pickleball outings anymore? Or is it just, hey, let's go play pickleball. It doesn't matter what it costs.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of our hobbies. We're very active people. And for now, it is something we do and what little time we do have as free time. But one day, Al, right, this type of thing, pickleball or mountain biking or running or lifting weights, all the things we like to do in our free time will become our full time. And that's the goal.
Well, I think your goals are spot on. I think you've got everything laid out to where it makes perfect sense for you. And I think you're going to get the results that you're looking for. If you want to do what Amy's doing, you want to do what Adam's doing, you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for that free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.